1984 has arrived, and the scholars are wondering just how accurate George Orwell was when he predicted the nightmare of Big Brother. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Some writers, such as Walter Tevis, contend that Orwell wasn't really writing about the future in 1984. Rather, he was characterizing the fears he had about his own time, 1949. British science writer Nigel Calder sharply disagrees.
Walter Tevis is not the only one who argues in this way. I've discussed it, for example, with Anthony Burgess, who inclines to a similar view, that it's just a kind of satire on life in austerity-ridden Britain in the late 1940s. I think this is balderdash, because Orwell is on record as having commented, "Don't let it happen."
Calder doesn't think Orwell was that far off about 1984.
His technology wasn't right. You know, we don't actually have cameras peeping out of our video screens at us, at least not very often. But the ideas and dangers that he foresaw have, to a large degree, come to pass.
For example, Calder notes the existence of many big and little brothers around the world.
In Buenos Aires, over Christmas, they were digging up bodies of people who'd been tortured and killed because they didn't love Big Brother.
Nigel Calder is the author of a book called 1984 and Beyond, published by Viking, in which he assesses the accuracy of the predictions of a group of experts made 20 years ago about the Orwellian year. Calder says a surprising number dealing with the environment, medicine, computers, and transportation were accurate. Calder is gloomy about the next 20 years, though. He thinks the chance of a nuclear war is greater than ever. But surviving that, he says, it's reasonable to believe that there will be a cure for cancer, exploitation of minerals in the ocean bed, greater unemployment, and resulting social unrest. Incidentally, Nigel Calder carries around with him a dog-eared copy of Orwell's 1984 that he bought 28 years ago. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.